Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 1023 KRMG.
We're back at Union Tunnel Stadium, Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the first round of the state 6A1 playoffs. The Union Redskins, number 2 in the state, 8-2 on the season, are leading the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves 10-0 here as we start the second quarter. And Jeff, big advantage now for the Redskins. They have the wind at their back.
You're right. And getting those big gusts down on the field, one of the things that Peyton Thompson struggles with is having a long pass. Look for him to go to Kyler Pearson or Spencer Shadle.
And so the handoff goes to Darius Boone. Boone cuts in to the right side guard and goes across the 45 near the 47-yard line. Pick up 4 or 5 on the play there. Be second down for Tulsa Union. Rick Corey, of course, down in Memphis, Tennessee tonight, getting ready to broadcast the Tulsa-Memphis game tomorrow, along with Bruce Howard and the TU network there, to wish the Hurricanes well as they try for their second win in a row. I'm Chris Lincoln, along with Jeff Johns, Doc Blevins on the sidelines, Richard Johns up here in the booth with us on a KRMG's coverage of Union football. This is 2nd and 8. Snap goes to Peyton Thompson, rolls out to the right side, looking to throw, and throws on the run. Caught, first down inside the 40-yard line. Picked up there by Kyler Pearson, the 5'9", 150-pound junior. And it is first down for Union. The football now at the Edmond Santa Fe 39-yard line. Nico Neves, the left cornerback, made the stop on the play.
And 101 yards already for Darius Boone on the night.
Two split to the left, two split to the right. Running back Darius Boone behind Peyton Thompson to his left side. Back to passes Thompson. Looks. Now starts to run. Now hit. Going to be dropped down there. He tried to make a move up into the pocket, and that pocket disappeared in a hurry there. Down he went. Tackle made by Destin Hossler, 6'1", 265-pound senior defensive tackle. And the sack on the play will cost him a couple yards. This will be now 2nd and 13. Loss of 3 on the play. 2nd and 13.
Hey, he tried to step back a little bit, had to readjust from Jake Henry and securing a block there. Stepped a little too far in between Quentin Barnes and Ricky Stromberg, and his defenders were able to collapse on him there.
Again, receivers split to the left, two. Split to the right, two as well. Trent Hendoff goes inside. It comes to Boone. Boone is going to go across the 40, picks up the lost yards, and maybe another one besides that. It's going to be 3rd and long, though, for Union inside the Edmond Santa Fe 40-yard line. 3rd down and 9. Football at the Wolves 38-yard line. Redskins need to get to the 29 for a first down here. Darius Boone to the left of Peyton Thompson. Peyton waiting for the snap. Now stops, looks over at the sideline where Coach Kirk Frederick and the offensive staff put the board up with some numbers, signaling another play. Again, two receivers left, two to the right. Play clock at 5 seconds. Pearson takes the snap, throws to the right side, and it's incomplete. A little high and just outside, intended there for Torrey Dillard. Could not handle it, and it will be an incomplete pass. The 4th down, James Stevenson was over there for Edmond Santa Fe on the coverage. Noah Rauschenberg with that wind at his back. They're going to try for a field goal here. Yeah, he's setting the...
He can make it.
Mark down. It's going to be at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a 56-yard field goal. He's had a 55-yarder this season. Rauschenberg from 56 yards away. Ball at the 46-yard line. Waiting for the snap is Kyler Pearson. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is on its way. Line drive kick. And is no good off to the right side. Had the distance. Kind of a line drive kick, but it drifted off to the right side. No good. And Edmond Santa Fe will take over the football. 10:15 left in the first half. It's Union 10, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. This is Redskins football.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus contains 2 anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave. Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep.
feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Evan Santa Fe starts their drive with an illegal procedure penalty. Now it's first and 15. The ball at their own 15-yard line. Hanson, the quarterback, turns hands off to the star running back, Taylor Travis. Travis trying to get off some room off the right side. That Union defense just sticks him, stuffs him there for no gain on the play. Again, Jacob Rogers. Boy, he's been everywhere, Jay. Unbelievable, Jeff. What a unite he's had.
He's Junior. One of those guys. He's super fast off of the line. That time it looked like he jumped the snap. He came from the near side of the field and met the running back all the way over on the far side, a couple of yards further out. So just a great chase down by Jacob Rogers.
Three receivers all to the left side for quarterback Cannon Hanson. Turns, looks, pumps, now throws off to the right side. Incomplete. Is there a flag?
Yeah, they're going to call JT McLeod for pass interference. Looked like he hit his receiver poor through it.
No need to either. The ball was not even close to the guy. So, but that'll give him an automatic first down. No, not. Let's see what they're going to give. How many yards will count off here?
I think it is a 15-yard penalty, so it will be a first down. But in high school football, it's not automatic anymore.
Yeah. The Markoff does take it up to the 30-yard line. And that is good for the first down. So Edmond Santa Fe, first and 10 at their own 30. They trail Tulsa Union 10-0 here in the first half. 9:38 left to play in the second quarter. A cold, windy evening here at Union Tuttle Stadium in this opening round of the state 6A playoffs. Hanson turns, hands off, it goes to Travis. Travis goes off the right side, left side, and gets just a yard or two on the play. He's had no running room tonight. That time, Trey Thompson, the 6'1", 240-pound senior outside linebacker, closed the hole. Getting one on the play, maybe two, called second and 8.
We're going to give credit to Thompson because he pushed his blocker, Evan Maples, it looks like, into actually the tackle. So, as Travis was coming across, he tripped over Maples because Thompson was putting so much pressure and ends up falling down.
Travis now sweeps out to the left side, has a little running room for the first time tonight, goes across the 40. The 43 loses the football, and Union has the football at the 43-yard line. Recovering it was JoJo Nichols, the 5'11", 165-pound junior, as Tyler Travis had only 4 yards all the first half so far tonight, finally broke a run. Got about 8 yards, but his hit dropped the football and covered by JoJo Nichols. And it will be Redskins football, first and 10 at the Edmond Santa Fe 43-yard line.
And you want to guess who got the strip on that one? Jacob Rogers.
Wow, number 44 has been everywhere tonight, the junior linebacker. So here come the Redskins, leading 10-0. Great field position there at the Edmond Santa Fe 44. Just underway in this second quarter. They lead already 10-0. Thompson takes the snap, turns, heads off to Boone. Boone hit in the backfield, going to be thrown down there. Nice play defensively. Getting in there quickly for Edmond Santa Fe. Number one, Tracy Ford there, 6'4", 225-pound defensive end. He's the defensive player of the year in the Edmond Santa Fe's conference. Nice job on the tackle there. Loss on the play of 2. Second and 12 now for Union.
He came off the block with some speed. There wasn't anybody after that on him, and he was able to get to Darius Boone almost unblocked.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Peyton Thompson as he waits for the snap. Ball at the 45, second and 12 for Union. In motion going across there is JT McLeod. They throw now to McLeod. McLeod inside the 40, drives to the 35-yard line, still driving along, gets the 34-yard line, just shy of a first down. K.D. Jones, a free safety for the Wolves, holding on for dear life. As I tell you, that was J.T. McLeod showed some power there. 6 foot, 185-pound senior with a nice run after the catch.
He's not a big guy, so I don't know why it surprises me every time. It's probably because of his size, but he's one of those guys that he catches it and he runs with such power. It takes two, that time three guys to bring him down. When you just don't expect that from a guy his size.
This is third and one now for Union from their 34-yard line. They hand off to Boone, and Boone takes it straight across inside the 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Redskins on the drive here. Looking for their second touchdown of the night. Destin Hossler, defensive tackle, made the stop, and not before. Darius Boone had driven inside the Edmond Santa Fe 30, the 29-yard line, where it's first and 10 Redskins.
Hostler's going to be the biggest guy on that Edmond Santa Fe front at 6'1", 265, but I mean, even at 265, you're going up against guys who's Mason Givens is 300 pounds, Ricky Stromberg's 300 pounds, and then you've got 275 Quentin Barnes, 290 Gabe Cantu, and 260 Jake Henry. That's tough.
That's an NFL line. Peyton Thompson waiting for the snap, takes it, looks to his left, throws left, and is caught, thrown down the 24-yard line. Nice catch made there by Spencer Shadle there. Good defensive play as well. Edmund was on that very quickly, but Spencer Shadle made the quick reception there, was pulled down immediately after the catch. He's a 6-foot, 150-pound senior who's seeing quite a bit of action here late in the season. Gain on the play was 5. It'll be second down and 5 for Union. Football at the Edmund Santa Fe 24-yard line. Need to get to 19 for the first down. Snap hands off to Boone. Boone goes off the right side, fights his way to the 20-yard line. Looks like he'll be just shy of a first down. It'll be a third down and a yard to go. Junius Gaston, the inside linebacker, all-district player for Edmund Santa Fe, made the hit. Third down and 1 now for the Redskins. Football at the 20 of Edmund Santa Fe. One receiver goes to the left, two go off to the right side. 1 of 4 on third down conversion so far tonight for Union. Hand off to Boone, straight ahead, big hole. It goes across the 19, first down for the Redskins. He's pulled down at the 16-yard line of Edmund Santa Fe. First and 10, Tulsa Union.
Jake Henry must have had a great week of practice because they're running his direction on almost every down. That time between Mason Givens and Jake Henry just make a big hole for him, and he powers through. It's 5 yards down the field before anyone even tries to stop him.
Jake, a junior, 6'3", 260 pounds. First and 10 from the 17 for Tulsa Union. Peyton Thompson waits for the snap, takes it, looks to the right, now throws a quick inside shuttle pass, and headed immediately and dropped down there was the tight end Brock Henry, as Edmund Santa Fe played that beautifully in that inside pass.
That's something I haven't seen from Union so far this year. Michael Pope there quickly to make the stop. And that shovel pass is just an interesting thing that I haven't seen that from Union in a few years.
Second and 11, they lost a yard on the play. May not see that again for a few more years. Good defensive effort by the Wolves, though. Shuttle goes out, split wide to the left side, along with Pearson. One receiver to the right side is Shavers. He comes in motion out, pitches to Shavers. Shavers caught in the backfield, thrown down for a loss back at the 25-yard line. Another big defensive play by that all-conference defensive player of the year for Edmund Santa Fe, Tracy Ford. He's a senior, 6'4", 225 pounds. He's a good athlete.
Yeah, that's something that Union's going to have to take note of. Run the ball either away from him, don't pull him. You know, that's one of the things you're trying not to do is you pull the receiver off the outside, and it's Jaquay Shavers who's got some great speed, but so does Tracy Ford. And so when you pull Tracy Ford in with your receiver, now he's the guy making the tackle, and you've got to get the ball to your receiver quickly, or he's going to do that.
Loss on the play is going to make it set up third and 16, and Tulsa Union wants to stop the clock and talk it over. 4:39 left in the first half. Union faces third and 16 from the Edmund Santa Fe 23. Let's take a break. KRMG 102.3.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
If you have a loan with a credit union, you know they're the place to go for great rates. But did you know that loan makes you eligible to bank at Oklahoma Central Credit Union? That's right. So when you're shopping for a new checking or retirement account or researching rates for your next auto, personal, or mortgage loan, be sure to check with Oklahoma Central Credit Union to compare our rates, products, and services. Visit us at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Oklahoma Central Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FM, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa.
Edmund Santa Fe putting up a fight here now as they push Union back, setting up a third and 16 for the Redskins from the Edmund Santa Fe 23-yard line. They have to get all the way down to the 7-yard line, it looks like, or just inside the 7 for a first and goal. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Darius Boone off to his right. Sends a man in motion across the formation. Now Payton takes a snap, rolls to his right, on the run. Now throws towards the end zone and is caught right through the hands of a Edmond Santa Fe defender into the hands of Jacque Shavers. The senior halfback made the catch in the end zone. It should have been an interception. Went right through the hands of Xavier Sutton there. 5'11", 160-pound sophomore. And into the arms of Jalen Brown, Jacque Shavers. For the touchdown, Union on a 3rd and 16 converts on a wild, crazy play.
Yeah, he comes around to the outside. Darius Boone secures a good block, and he just underthrows the ball. And Xavier Sutton jumped up, and I just thought, man, that's an interception. Bounced right off the top of his hands, and Jacque said, yeah, I'll take that one.
Rauschenberg looking for his second extra point of the night, his 51st of the season. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to play in this first half, and Tulsa Union has increased its lead. The number two ranked team in the state, 9-time state champion Union Redskins, now lead Edmond Santa Fe 17-0. You're listening to Redskins Football in Tulsa. This is KRMG.
When you have a company name like Same Day Auto Repair, it's fairly obvious that getting your customers' vehicles maintained with the least amount of time in the shop is a big priority because we need our cars. But what's going to make the biggest difference in the long run is how long the maintenance services will make your car last. That's why Same Day Auto Repair performs BG fluid maintenance
BG
for your engine, transmission, power steering, and cooling system for both gas and diesels. And that's why they can stand behind their maintenance with lifetime protection for all the major systems. Imagine having an engine for life at no extra charge when you have your oil changed. So when you're in for a BG maintenance service,
BG,
it'll be the same day you get it back. But most importantly, it can be the first day you have the peace of mind of lifetime protection. Go to samedayautorepair.com. Find the shop nearest you in Southern Hills, West Tulsa, Sand Springs, Bixby, and on South Sheridan. Ask about their BG services and be good for life.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Well, that 20-mile-an-hour north wind that is back. Noah Rauschenberg just booted this thing right through the end zone. Oh, I am in Santa Fe, even sent a kick team out there. So they'll start 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line and recap the scoring play. Here again is Jeff Johns.
So Jacque Shavers gets that pass from Peyton Thompson. Couldn't remember his name there for a second. He gets a 23-yard pass from Peyton Thompson that bounces through the hands of the defender. It only takes 4.5 minutes to go 9 plays, 44 yards. And it's just a great job by the Union Redskins.
Edmond Santa Fe now trailing 17-0, 4:30 left in the first half. 1st and 10 at the 20-yard line, their own territory. Answer the quarterback, throws the middle, caught, and maybe knocked out the 35-yard line. Nice throw and catch there. Pulled down at the 35-yard line was Taylor Chatron. That is their 6'3", 170-pound freshman. Outstanding-looking receiver. Made the play there. Tackle made by J.T. McLeod, but not before a first down. Pick up of 15 yards. It's 1st and 10. Edmond Santa Fe, they're at their own 35-yard line. Clock running near the 4-minute mark left in this second quarter. The quarterback turned. Nobody was in the backfield for him. The ball's on the ground. Picked up there. Whistle sound, though. Picked up by the Redskins. That was, Jacob Rogers picked up the loose ball, headed to the end zone, but they said they'd whistle it dead, and I'm not quite sure why.
I'm not understanding that one. Wow. Isaiah McGuire got a big paw in there early, knocked it out, and it looked good to me. Well, Jacob Rogers picked it up running.
Yeah. Hanson took the snap. He pivoted to his right, and there was nobody there. Somebody went the wrong way, probably Tyler Travis, the running back, and all of a sudden the ball was loose on the ground, and I never heard a whistle, but the official said it was bone dead. So it'll be Santa Fe's football. They'll keep the ball 2nd and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Hanson, two receivers right, one to the left against the wind. He's going back to pass. Now he's going to roll. Throws out to the flat 30, 35-yard line. And going to be knocked down the 38-yard line. That's Tyler Travis, their running back, who caught it out of the backfield. Trey Thompson, the outside linebacker, made the hit on the play.
He's going to want to get the ball out of his hands a little faster than that because Jacob Rogers was just about to bring him down.
3rd and 6 at the 39-yard line. Edmond Santa Fe breaks the huddle. Need to get to the 45 here for a first down here to keep this drive going. Clock running, 3:20 left. First half, Union 17, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. Staff goes back to Hanson. gives ground. The center set up a screen. Does. Off to the left side. Taken by the running back, Tyler Travis. Go nowhere. Great defensive play there. Swarming the football. Leading the way, Jacob Rogers. There he is again. Number 44. And it'll be fourth down and six. No gain on the play. And Edmund Santa Fe will send the punter in to kick it against this 20-mile-an-hour wind. And I'll tell you, this punter has had a nightmare so far tonight. What have his punts been? Like 5 yards and 12 yards? Or just been terrible. So he's, let's see if they have anybody else to punt back there.
Well, they might want to march him a little further back than just 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He's trying that rugby-style kick. You know, he's on the run trying to kick it, and he's not had much success with that. So it's the same punter. Caleb Bailey-Watkins is back there. And there's the snap. He's blocked again. Up in the air, bounces upfield, though, across the 40-yard line to the 45-yard line. But it was, again, partially blocked. Elijah Tomlin was in there, number 32 for Tulsa Union. And that punt is 8 yards. Wow. That's unbelievable. Every punt has been deflected tonight, right?
Yes, every punt so far has been deflected.
Wow.
Elijah Tomlin's not doing anything complicated. He just bull rushes the guy in front of him. If the ball is 5 yards further back, the punter gets that off, no problem. But because he's so close to the line of scrimmage, he doesn't have enough time to get the punt off. And he's not, that wasn't even a rugby-style kick. He just lines it up to straight kick it.
So Union takes over the Edmund Santa Fe, 47, first and 10, 2:23 left in the first half. They lead already 17-0. Hanson takes a snap, turns hands off to, Thompson turns and hands off, and quick run by Boone gets about 5-6 yards there. Easy one there for him. Second down and 5 now. Mark the football at the Edmund Santa Fe, 42. Clock running, coming down to the 2-minute mark left in this first half.
Not a bad start to the drive by Darius Boone. Get 5 yards on the play and just keep pounding the ball through.
They said two receivers left, two to the right side. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone off to his left, turns, hands off to Boone. Hit in the backfield, down he goes at the 40-yard line. Again, that's that defensive player of the year in the conference for Edmund Santa Fe. Trace Ford, 6'4", 225 senior. And that guy has just caused nightmares for the Union offensive line tonight.
And I understand they're running the ball well. There's things have been going right on the ground game. But you've got the wind at your back. I've got to imagine that Coach Frederick is eventually going to take a shot downfield.
Now's the time. It's 3rd and 9. Redskins have to get to the Edmund Santa Fe 37 for a first down. But before they do that, the official has called a timeout. Have Union players down on the field. Ricky Stromberg, the big left tackle, 6'4", 300-pound senior. Was a center earlier in the year. Moved to the left tackle spot. And that was an equipment thing or something. It looks like he's just got his gloves off. Yeah. Some equipment issue, and he's going to be okay, it looks like. So we're ready to go again. 1:19 left in the first half. It is Tulsa Union 17, Edmund Santa Fe nothing here in the state first-round 6A1 playoff game in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Winner of this game plays the winner of the Jenks-Norman North game next Friday night in the second round of the state playoffs. Here come the Redskins breaking the huddle now on 3rd and 9. Clock running down to 1:10. Need to get 9 yards. Football at the Edmund Santa Fe 46. Looking for that 37-yard line for a first down as Thompson goes back to pass, rolls to his right, stops, throws, and it's high and outside. Incomplete, intended for Jacques Shavers. It'll be fourth down. I think they're going to send the punt team out for this one then, right? Yep, Stephen Forbes is coming out to punt it away. Angel Rankin, the left cornerback, was back there defensively, but that ball was way overthrown. Thompson's not had a great night. He's been so accurate the last couple games, right?
Yeah.
He looks
like he's going to write it down. He was 8 of 11 so far. Is that tonight for 29 yards?
79.
For 79 yards. And it's been a struggle so far.
They fake the punt. Handoff goes to the left side of J.T. McLeod, and Edmund Santa Fe wasn't fooled at all. They're going to turn the ball over to the Wolves here with 49 seconds left in the first half. The good news is, though, it's in Edmund Santa Fe territory at the Wolves' 42-yard line.
That's a good try. They snap the ball to the up-back, Keith Dorsey. He pitches it to J.T. McLeod, but Edmund Santa Fe is loaded to that side, and it almost looked like Keith, if he just keeps it and runs to the near side of the field, he might have been able to pick up first down on his own.
Edmund Santa Fe into a 20-mile-an-hour win with 49 seconds on the clock at their own 42-yard line. See how they play it here. They're down 17-0. Hanson has receiver split both sides. Looks to throws off to the right side. Incomplete. That was a nice ball. Tight spiral there. It was intended there for Braden Reichert, all-district player, but it was outside, incomplete. clock is stopped with the incompletion. It is 43 seconds left in the half now. Second and 10 for the Wolves at their own 42-yard line. Two receivers come to the left side, one to the right side. Tyler Travis, their 1,000-yard rusher in the backfield, goes off to the right side of Kenneth Hansen. Hansen hands to him. Spun around. They're going to be knocked down at the 45-yard line. Nice play by the inside linebacker, number 7, Nick Jones, 6'4", 235-pound senior, made the stop after a short gain of the play. So it's going to be 3rd down and 7. Clock is now it's running. I don't know why it stopped, but now it's running again. 33 seconds left and counting. Hansen breaks the huddle. Two receivers left, one to the right side. 3rd down and 7. Need to get to the Union 48 for a first down. Hansen takes a snap. Hands off up the middle. It goes. Driving to the 50-yard line. Trying to push his way to the first down marker. And it's going to be whistled dead at about midfield. It'll be short of the first down. Just 10 seconds and the clock is running. Now it's stopped at 10 seconds left here in the first half. Timeout called by Union. Tulsa Union stops the clock here with just 10 seconds left in the half. We'll keep it here. Union 17. Edmond Santa Fe, nothing here. Edmond Santa Fe is not threatened at all. They've totally imploded in their punting game. And defensively, they got to give them some credit there. Union easily could have had two more touchdowns.
You're right. And Edmond Santa Fe, you've got to imagine that if they don't botch so many punts that they've had, every punt that they've had so far this game has had some sort of issue with it. And if they don't keep botching those punts, this is probably a closer game than 17-0, because then Union's not starting in their own territory. You know, sometimes they've got 44 yards of offense so far. So it's not good for Edmond Santa Fe on the offensive side of the ball either. But defensively, they're doing a lot of things well.
On a 4th down now and needing a yard, they would be crazy to punt it away, I think, with 10 seconds left to Union. Redskins called the timeout. They're hoping they would think of a punt, but why would you do that when that's the worst part of your game tonight, obviously? So let's see what happens here. They, Edmond Santa Fe, still in the huddle. Now the referee, Harold Alspaugh, waves him out and starts to make the ball ready for play. And the play clock starts here. 10 seconds left on the game clock. Left in the first half. Tulsa Union 17. Edmond Santa Fe nothing. They are going to line up to go for it on 4th and 1. Quarterback Hansen goes under center for the first time. Pushes ahead. And it's going to be close to a first down. I don't know. He may be short. But it doesn't make any difference because it's 5 seconds left. Now another timeout. Oh, they got a first down. Okay, gave them the first down. And they should wind the clock here. That's going to run end up at the end of the first half. 1 second. That's halftime. At the end of two quarters of play in this Class 6A1 first-round state game in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's the number 2-ranked team in the state, 8-2 Tulsa Union, 9-time state champion, leading the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. It's Tulsa Union 17, Edmond Santa Fe nothing at halftime. We'll go out to Doc Blevins here in a little bit, have a special halftime guest, and be entertained by the Union Redskins dancers and marching band. We'll take a break here, though. You're listening to Redskins football on KRMG 102.3 Tulsa.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy, and we're proud partners of the Union Redskins. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that in a recent study, getting PT first helped 60 to 70% of knee osteoarthritis patients avoid surgery? Or that exercise can reduce your risk of recurring low back pain by between 25 and 40%? Visit redbudpt.com to find a location nearest you and schedule your first appointment today.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU and get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is the police, and we've had a report of a problem.
Well, yes, officer. Whenever my wife sings the Robinson Glass song, it frightens the kids, and they run next door and hide in my neighbor's car. My neighbor has Lumar auto glass tinting from Robinson Glass, and that makes them harder to see.
I've heard of Lumar. It's the finest name in auto glass tinting. It keeps vehicles cooler and more comfortable, helps protect upholstery, and offers a higher degree of protection in case of breakage. But it's against the law to leave your kids unattended in a car.
But my kids are 26, 33, and 40.
The neighbor didn't mention that. But it does explain why every morning he found the car full of beer cans, playing cards, cigar butts, and it smelled like a locker room with plumbing problems. Youngsters couldn't possibly make smells that bad.
Don't bet on it.
Robinson is all you need to know about glass. Robinson Glass.
Well, sir, if this happens again, I'm going to have to run you in.
Run me in?
It's a little police phrase we learned at the academy, sir. This is the first time I've had a chance to use it. Want to hear some more?
No, that won't be necessary.
Yes, it will. How about a night in the Hooskow? The Clink, the Big House, the Slammer. I got a million of them.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU and get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU. Life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.